Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajna Akatot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Several European member states, including Hungary, are preparing to reach the Iranian market once again, seeing as the decision made on Tuesday would mean that the European Union will soon dismiss the economic sanctions against Iran. Hungarian entrepreneurs have started to evaluate what would be in demand in the Middle Eastern country.
Icarus buses are and have been a usual sight in Budapest for years, and similar buses transport passengers in Tehran to this day. Now that the embargo was cleared, Hungarian companies would also like to open to Iran's market. The General Vice President of the Hungarian Chamber of Commerce and Industry said that they've talked to their Iranian partners a month ago to require what there would be a demand for. They would buy environmental protection techniques. They have huge problems with wastewater and air purity. They are also looking to buy complete food industry processing equipment and full lines, said Ferenc Miklós. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade sees major possibilities in restoring our connections with Iran. Peter Szijjártó said that the discontinued embargo in a long term could be beneficial to Hungary. During my last visit to Tehran, we recognized several economic cooperation possibilities, among them water management, engineering services, and supplying automotive industry service will play a big part, said the minister. According to the minister, Iran's return to the international community may mean a step forward to the Hungarian energy security also, the reason for it being that in the future Turkey will become an important gas distribution center, and gas will likely also arrive there from Iran. Central and Eastern European countries, such as Hungary, will be able to purchase gas from it.
Yet another human smuggler has been arrested by Pest County police. A 22-year-old man was about to take four Syrian citizens to Austria. He picked them up in the capital on Soroksári Road and was later caught by officials on the M1 highway. Legal proceedings were started in the cases of five people on Tuesday for human smuggling. Meanwhile, almost 1,000 illegal border crossers were also stopped countrywide by the police. This year's numbers have passed 80,000, almost double the amount of border crossers of the whole past year. The six largest Hungarian charity organizations have joined together to help immigrants arriving to Hungary. The government asked them, not long ago, to work together in helping those in serious need, the sick and families with children, primarily. Meanwhile, the opposing party MSB announced that they've opened their headquarters in Budapest to the organizations helping the refugees, so that they can use the building as a logistics and coordination center. The recently finished NATO radar in Medina commenced its work on Wednesday morning. The Minister of Defense said that with the radio tower, supervision of the whole Hungarian airspace is complete, and additionally, the 3D radar helps the protection of the NATO airspace as well.
The NATO radar was first planned to be built on the Zengud and later on the Tubes mountain. The 40-meter-high sonar was finally built in Medina, Tolna County. Construction of the high-tech radio tower started in summer 2011, and after several months of testing, it officially started serving the military at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. The fifth-generation radar processes data digitally. We record the repercussion of electromagnetic signals and determine where the plane is. The farther and the smaller the plane is, the larger the emitted signal would need to be if the information processing wasn't as modern, said László Zentai. The radar in Medina is not only of key importance to Hungary, but also to the NATO. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization paid for 95% of the construction costs and insured funding for its operation until 2033, said the Minister of Defense, Csaba Hende, at the inauguration of the locator. More than 500,000, half a million airplanes fly through Hungary's airspace each year. That's a huge traffic for us to be able to securely handle the traffic and the filter those not authorized or to help those in need. The modern airspace monitoring system is indispensable, said the minister. Along with the NATO radar in Medina, the locators at Békés, Csaba and Bánkút continue to operate. They control the Hungarian airspace with the help of the radars in Kaposvár and Pápa.
A troubling ecologic situation has developed near the Ukrainian-Romanian border in Okna Slatina or Solotvino. The closed mine in the Transcarpathian town is endangering the Tisza River's water. Istvájó, the Foreign Affairs and Trade Ministry's Danube Region Strategy Ministerial Commissioner, was on the site to get information on how Hungary can help resolve the situation.
Mid-past-century was the golden age of the salt mine in Okhnaslotino, Ukraine. The salt was of excellent quality, and in one part of the mine there was even an allergy hospital. Today, however, because of water damage and collapses, the mine has been closed and the hospital is no longer open either. The equipment and the trackways have been removed. The salt mine in its golden days employed 3,000 people. Since then, many had no other choice but to work abroad. The leaders of Transcarpathia and Okhnaslatina assess the situation along with a group of Hungarian experts. In the past 3 years, the salt concentration in the Tisza River has increased by tenfold. Experts are reading data from 500 meters below ground. If we don't do anything, the level will further increase. We are currently still under the limit that is unsafe, but there is the danger that the Tisza River will be seriously contaminated, said Istvánjó. The collapses in the mine of Okhnaslatina cause ecological danger for countries along the Tisza. First of all, Hungary, Ukraine and Slovakia. To abolish the mine, international cooperation and European Union funding would be necessary. Hungary is ready to help with the measurements and investigation needed to resolve the situation and to work out the action plan.
The Slovakian-Hungarian community needs strong political representation in Slovakia to be able to defend their interest, said the head of the Hungarian Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, Zsolt Németh. The politician talked about the situation at the Gombasög summer camp, where more than 250 activities await visitors until July 20th. The camp is one of the biggest events organized by and for the Slovakian-Hungarian young adults, held each year beneath the castle of Krasnohorka since 2008. This year, thousands of people are expected to come to the week-long camp session. Among the organizers' goals with the event is also community building. Visitors of the Milan World Expo can see several Hungarian performances. The Bihari János Folk Dance Ensemble entertains the audience at the Hungarian Pavilion, and meanwhile, Hungarian artists' work is exhibited in multiple Italian cities. The expo is open until the end of October.
The Bihari János Folk Dance Ensemble that has been performing for 60 years entertains the audience in the Hungarian Pavilion. Meanwhile, in the famous Kozani Hotel, the interests listen to Béla Bartók's pieces played by the Kelemen Quartet. Hungarian expositions have opened all over Italy, not only in Milan. 60 kilometers from the expo in Varese, for example, artwork by contemporary artists are on show. Italian and Hungarian art meet in Genova. The public can see more than 70 pieces of art. The deputy mayor of the city said that he finds the cooperation between the two countries very important. Even just saying as the colors of our flags are the same, we hope that our joint exhibition will help to advance further to create a more common Europe, said the deputy mayor of Genova. The Hungarian government commissioner for the expo said that thanks to the World Exhibition, Hungary will be more known in the world. We emphasized right from the start that for Hungarian culture, the World Expo isn't a goal in itself, but a means. It will help to serve the Hungarian culture, said Géza Szőcs. 144 countries represent themselves with pavilions at the World Expo. The exhibit can be visited until the end of October.
And to finish, sports, with a Hungarian victory at the Fencing World Championships. The 40-year-old Géza Imre received his first-ever gold in the individual épée category. He defeated his French opponent Gauthier Grumier with a single hit in the final. The gold medalist won championships three times in the group category previously, with his first in 1998, 17 years ago. That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.